Kristen, I'm very excited today because we're going to discuss Black Swan. And as you know, I was very excited about this movie even before it came out. In our holiday preview podcast, I was saying this was one of my top choices. And now you've seen it, and I'm dying to know what you thought.
Dying. Really? I should drag out the anticipation just a little bit longer.
All right.
Well, let me tell you this much. Listeners, this is the movie that Darren Aronofsky put together with Natalie Portman,
right?
Mila Kunis, Barbara Hershey, and Winona Ryder.
Yes, a surprise, sort of a surprise cameo from Winona Ryder.
Yeah. It's a very female-filled movie,
and very.
Which there are very few of this holiday season.
Right.
And I did like that about it.
Okay.
But before I say more, let me introduce myself before I say any more about this movie. This is Kristen Meinzer, takeaway producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
So, how did I feel about Black Swan?
How did it make you feel?
Well, confused.
Okay.
I have to say, throughout the whole movie, I was full of just anxiety. I screamed out loud at certain points. I was actually chewing on my scarf, and if you were sitting next to me, we didn't actually end up seeing this one together.
No.
You would have been the lucky recipient of many scare punches.
Okay.
You know, the Kristen Meinzer I'm scared punch
right.
that I give to everybody around me.
Like the ones I got during Paranormal Activity 2.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So these poor people sitting next to me. So I was very anxious, and I was very excited, and totally enthralled the whole time. But at the very end, the lights came on, and I turned to the people next to me, and I said, "What was that?
Right.
What
right.
just happened?" Only I was using expletives, which okay. I can't do here.
Right, on our family-friendly
podcast. On our family-friendly podcast, I can't say it fully what I was saying. But in short, what I was saying is, what in tarnation was
now,
that all about? What was that about? And then, you know what they did? They looked at me and they kind of stared, almost rolling their eyes, saying, "Well, maybe I don't know." And I was like, "Oh, be snarky on me! I can't believe this!
Are you saying to yourself, "I don't understand what just happened," or are you saying, "What was the point?"
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I can tell you some things that happened.
Okay.
Or maybe you should explain things that happened for.
Let me lay it all out okay. for you, Kristen, on what happens in the psychological horror film Black Swan. Okay, so basically, it is Natalie Portman is this a young perfectionist, obsessive ballerina who's trying out. Well, she's part of a troupe, but she's trying out for the lead part in Swan Lake, and I guess the big thing is that the Black Swan and the White Swan, two different characters, are going to be played by the same person. It's a very demanding role, and she is a perfectionist. She's a technical perfectionist, but she doesn't quite have the emotional oomph to carry this off. So she feels, you know, and so her director is being told. Although he does choose her for the part, and I think what you start seeing is all of her problems begin to come to the fore as she madly tries to practice for this part, right? She, problems with her mother, who is this sort of weird, controlling,
infantilizing
this horrible, terrific character, Barbara Hershey, fantastic character, who was once a ballerina herself.
Reminded me of the movie Carrie a little bit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Sissy Spacek's character and her mom.
Right.
Very similar to me.
Right. Also very Disney. In a way,
you know, those wicked stepmothers.
Yeah, all those psychotic Disney mothers are always like that, right? Very controlling. You should see Tangled, the new one about Rapunzel, new Disney movie about Rapunzel. It's got a great psychotic Disney mommy in it. It's one of the best ones I've seen in a while. Anyway, so Natalie Portman's character essentially begins to unravel, and it gets harder and harder to tell whether what's happening is a fantasy or whether it's reality. Has she actually murdered someone? Did she just sleep with someone? Is she just completely losing her mind? Is she actually turning into an enormous swan? It's hard to say.
And this was one of my issues. I thought that by the end of the movie, they would tell me what happened.
Ah.
So all these things that are happening in the movie, that there are certain points where you are seeing things And it could be just a horror movie where it's like, oh, she's seeing these things because they're actually attacking her.
Right.
Or it could be this is somebody who's a perfectionist, who's a cutter, who's a
who's a bulimic,
right. Who's all these things. And
she's got them all. She's got all the problems.
She's got many issues. She's a girl with issues.
Yes.
And she's got those stuffed animals in her room, and she's like in her mid 20s.
I love the stuffed animals. This is one thing I'll ask you. This movie reminded me a lot about a lot of another classic psychological horror film called Compulsion, a Roman Polanski film with Catherine Deneuve. Very similar. She is this sheltered, shy. Sheltered, shy, very unfamiliar with the world. She's got her own little world that she's created for herself, and she also begins to go insane through the movie. And there is a lot of death and murder and sex in the film. And it seemed to me in both these movies, in Compulsion and in this movie, that one of the problems with the main character, like you were saying, bulimia and self-cutting, but her main problem really is that she hasn't been laid, right?
That seems to be the implication.
That's the implication.
The implication is if she just knew what sexy was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And her smarmy director.
Yes, Vincent Cassel, yes.
He's just like constantly hitting on her and telling her to do stuff to herself. And
yes.
Just,
right.
You're gross, man.
Oh, yeah.
You are such a gross boss.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I don't want you for my boss.
Yeah, it's this manipulative sort of weird. And it's great that he's this kind of Frenchy/European of uncertain origin, you know, because he's got this terrific kind of European. Maybe we'll have sex, maybe we won't. I don't know why. Who cares? You know, it's a totally great character. But that really seems to me to be the implication is that because she hasn't had sex, that her virginity is the problem, and that's one of the things that I found kind of objectionable in the film, but also that it kind of delighted me that this film was going to go there, you know, and sort of delve into sex in this sort of weird way that it does. I kind of like that.
I could see that as enthralling to a certain extent.
Okay.
But, I mean, there are a lot of elements that are sort of enthralling, but there are just too many of them thrown in there. And why? Why? Why does she keep on seeing her doppelganger everywhere in the movie?
Yeah.
She keeps on seeing versions of herself elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
And
other swans and things.
Other women walking down the street who are actually her.
Yes, right. That's right. Uh-huh. Right.
And there's a sex scene where it's like, hold on, who is she having sex with?
Yes, exactly.
And then
exactly.
There are certain points where somebody else in the company, played by Mila Kunis,
yeah.
Is that her enemy or is she just making that up?
Right.
How much of this is real? How much is not? Why
right.
do they have to throw in three female enemies? There's, you know, the...
Winona Ryder and then Mila Kunis. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
There were just so many elements thrown in. And then I felt in the end it was very – it almost – the explanation of what I really thought was going on
mm-hmm.
was so boring and such a cop-out that I didn't want to believe that's what was going on, which was she's just going insane. It's like
Saint
Elsewhere, just like
– yeah.
Just like Saint Elsewhere, the last episode, if you remember that TV show.
I don't. Sorry.
Okay. Well, or Dallas.
Dallas, right.
It's like the same thing. Like, I woke up. Look, it was just a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Yes.
And so I felt that if this was all just in her head the whole time, oh, she's going mad. She can't handle the pressure. What a cop-out.
It
was all in her head. It was all in her head the whole time.
I wish that you had been at the Hamptons Film Festival with me when I saw the movie because Darren Aronofsky showed up last minute, which was great, and the screenwriter as well. And so they showed up, and you know, the film plays, the lights go up, and the first thing that happens is some dude in the audience stands up and says, "So, did she die or is she still alive?" And Darren Aronofsky kept his composure, but you could tell he was really angry. And he said, "You know, I try to make movies with pretty clear endings. Like, what don't you understand? What more do I got to do, man?" But I wish you could have asked that question. You could have been the one to stand up and say, "What exactly have I just seen?"
Yeah, I totally would have done that. I would have said, "Dude,
well,
seriously, dude."
I have to say, I loved the movie. I thought it was creepy and freaky and fun, and there's all this like great use of subliminal sound and subliminal imagery. You know, some of the scares in the film like literally happen within half a second. It's the slightest image of someone's face is enough to, I think, freak you out in this movie. And it reminded me a lot of The Exorcist in that sense, which also had a lot of subliminal sound and subliminal imagery in it. But I loved the movie. I thought it was a great time. I would wholeheartedly recommend it to anyone.
You know, I have to say I was enthralled to the whole thing. I'm not going to say I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just still left with this feeling at the end of, dude, seriously, what was that?
All right. Well, there you go. I don't know. What else do I got to do? What else do I got to do, Kristen?
Maybe I have to see it again. Maybe we need to see this again together.
Let's go see it again. And I'll bring my shoulder pads and I'll put them on so I don't get punched.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And, Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.